Our New Testament lesson today comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29 through 42. Hear now the word of our Lord. We begin this text after the baptism of Christ, and after the questioning of the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders to John, asking John the Baptist if he is the Messiah, if he is the one, and him saying, no, I come to prepare the place for him, and he is greater than me, and I baptize with water. He is the one who comes with you and will baptize in the Spirit. So, beginning 29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples when he saw Jesus passing by. He said, look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. And they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. And this is the word of our Lord.
You missed two verses.
I did. Thank you. You're right. You're right, I did. Beginning again in verse 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother, Simon, and tell him, we have found the Messiah. That is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter. And this also is the word of our Lord. And thank you for the help. Behold, the Lamb of God. Can you imagine seeing Jesus Christ walking towards you? Can you imagine the elation that John had? Now you remember the story about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born of Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, who was in her old age. And don't you recall that after when John's father, the priest, went into the Holy of Holy Places, an angel approached him and told him that John, that he and his wife, who was barren, would have a child. And they were to name the child John. And that this child has been chosen by God to prepare the way for the Messiah. So when the scripture tells us that God knew you and had a purpose for you even before you were formed in the womb, believe it. Believe it. So Zechariah was told that he would have this child, and the child, and in fact, Elizabeth did become pregnant, even though they were old, about 100. And Mary went to see Elizabeth while she was pregnant with Jesus. And don't you remember that John, the baby in her womb, leaped inside of the womb of Elizabeth when Mary approached? So how is it that he says he didn't know Jesus when they were cousins? They were relatives. Have any of you ever had a member of your family, older, younger, whatever, probably would be younger, who grew up to do something really wonderful? Now, sometimes you can look at them and say, I always knew that they would do that. But most of the time, it's something more like when I run into one of my friends from high school or from grade school and they say, man, I never expected you to be anything. It's very hard for us to see that in our own relatives, in our own family, that special characteristic. And even so, even if we thought they were special, even if we knew they were gifted, even if we knew they were wonderful, would we think that they were the Messiah? I mean, John grew up knowing his purpose in life. His father and his mother surely told him, and they had him raised because they were told to raise him and never let alcohol touch his lips and to never let him be abiding in sin and to protect him, and they did. And John grew up and he went and preached the word. But he probably never thought it was about his cousin. Until he sees his cousin approaching. And we don't know whether he ever saw Jesus before then or not. Scripture doesn't tell us. But when he approached, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And God's plan continues to unfold through John. And from this point on, John is backing out. And although he continues to preach and continues to have disciples, some of his disciples even leave that very moment. Two of them leave and follow Jesus. And this was okay, because this was what John was born to do. This was good. This was the fulfillment of the word of God. This was the fulfillment of the prophecy that the angel gave to Zechariah. This was good. And as John became less, Jesus became more, and he began his ministry. And what was the first thing that Jesus did? He called his disciples. What does that mean to you? To me? What it tells us is that any effective ministry, any effective outreach, any effective witness needs to involve others. Hello, others. Who is Christ talking to when he says, come and see? But before he said to the disciples, when they asked, where are you going? Where are you staying? Before he said, come and see, he turned and asked them, what is it that you seek? And so he asks of you and I today, what is it you seek? What are you seeking? What is it that you want? What are you looking for? The answer to how you get what you're seeking, the answer how do you get what you're looking for, is found in Jesus Christ. It's found in His Word. It's found in the Holy Spirit's guidance for you. It's found in trusting the Lord. What are you looking for? Here we have heard Jesus called the Anointed One. We've heard Him called the Lamb of God. We've heard him called the Son of God. We've heard Him called the Messiah. We've heard Him called the Christ. We've heard Him called all of these phrases, and all of them are true. Christ is all these things. Christ is the Son. Christ is the Lord. Christ is the Son of God. Christ is the Son of Man. Christ is God. And He asked us, what are you seeking? What are you looking for? Have you found it? Is it yours? Are you finished? Do you think Zechariah and Elizabeth thought they were finished at nearly 100 years old? Boy, did God have a surprise for them. But doesn't the Lord always do things in the most unexpected way? He brought the Christ, the son of a carpenter, to lay in a manger. A king, the Messiah, the Lord. He brought John to parents too old to have children. He brought Jesus to a mother who was a virgin. And He comes to you in the most unexpected ways. And He uses you in the most unexpected ways. And He calls you in the most unexpected ways. And He says, come and see. If you want to know and find out what you're looking for, come and see. We started off this service singing the hymn that was written by Fanny J. Crosby, that tells us to come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Great things He has done. Jesus Christ is calling you and me to serve. And He'll call you at the most unexpected times and in the most unexpected ways. And He'll call you to do things that you never knew you could do, but through Christ it's possible. And He'll call you to do things you never thought you would want to do, but through Christ it's possible. So when you read His Word, please give some thought to what it is you're seeking and what it is you're being called to do. And then allow the Holy Spirit to take you to the come and see. Amen.